Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
What the guan? No, I ain't Jamaican, people. I'm just a faking. You know what I'm saying? Check it out, people. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. This is Reckoning Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell. So mood I make our good. You know what I'm saying? Alongside with my motherfucking co-host, Mr. Sayonai. Sorry, people. I've been smoking. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. So what we're going to do today is International Artist Friday, you know what I'm saying? We got a super-duper reggae artist international in the building, you know what I'm saying? Going to be holding it down, you know. And this also featured in the Artist Friday anyway, so you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing it real big. And also, Freak the Fuck Out Friday and a host of other things, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on. So we got Mr. Nando, you know what I'm saying? Going to be in the building today, people. You know what I'm saying? Going to be... We're going to be doing this thing real big. You know what I'm saying? Like the damn fonts I got right now, this shit is super big. I don't know what the hell is going on, but all righty then. I'll have to buy that for a dollar. And, yeah, so, you know, today we're going to get it in big. I got a lot of island music, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be getting into. And then coming up about 12:30, you know what I'm saying, we're going to... Desert Rose, I thought you was already a friend. All right, well, shouts out to Dr. Desert Rose. And, so we're going to be getting into that in about 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? About 30, like 30 minutes. And, the artist is brought to you by Aerial Publicity, man. You know what I'm saying? They hooking you up with clean artists that have already been previewed, reviewed, and... just need exposure now, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we do right here at Reckoning Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, network, and put you in contact with the world. And I mean the world when it comes to this music thing. How the do I snap? Damn, man, these shit here is crazy. I'm having a little font problem. Everything is humongous. And just trying to shrink some of this stuff down real quick. Because I can't see every damn thing. But, that's coming up in at about 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give y'all a little sample because this is one of the songs that ain't going to be discussed, you know what I'm saying? But I did grab a whole bunch of his music just to, check him out. So, it's going now. Check this one out. This is called Say What You Wanna, and this is just to give you a little bit heads up on the man that's coming through, people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down. International Feature Friday presents Nando right here on Reckoning Game Radio.
You
Nando. All right, so check that out. That's just a little sample. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get this damn view right, man. Yeah, so we have a successful interview because right now, shit is screwed up. What the hell is going on now? I have to go ahead and shrink this shit down. How the hell? Shrink it, mother. Muda Meka. Yeah, you shrink this shit down, people. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, that's what time it is. So you already know I'm finna be getting into a few reggae cuts and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? While we setting up the interview and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I gotta. What the fuck is going on? I know I'm finna have to switch up browser. This even pissed me off already. Yeah, I already see that. So let me get a little Grindsman, some Vice Grip. Let's get a little everything going on. You know what I'm saying? Because this is International Friday. It's going down real big, people. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cropping a barrel. Full bad mind. Fight against each other more than all we help each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. Oh, bad man. Don't want me to survive. Scrubbing a barrel.
the bird of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man. Grabbing a barrel, don't want me to die. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man. Grabbing a barrel, don't want me to die. All over the world, in the politics business, a lot of corruption again. It's not about politics, all about the people in the community. All because of ignorance, they are suffering from crime and poverty. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man. Grabbing a barrel, don't want me to survive. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man.
Shout out to Marty Daughters. Oh, I always do that. Like she Mexican and shit, you know what I'm saying? She's not Mexican, people, you know. But, yeah. Foreign music started. You know what? All right, check this out. Imagine if you could fuse Neo. I don't know who the hell Kevin Little is. And I don't know who the hell Sanchez is, but yeah. All into one, and the result should not be very far from Nando. Nando is a singer-songwriter who is equally adept at gliding over mellow one-drop reggae grooves and riding up-tempo dancehall and soca rhythms, or belting out pop and R&B tunes with a comfort that belies his Jamaican roots. While the majority of his catalog either address male and female relationships or are meant to make you dance, Nando is not afraid to tackle social issues such as racism or single parenthood, which he does with aplomb on tracks such as Overcome, which is a great version. I have that track, and Get Better, which I actually do have that track. But I don't want to play all his music just of yet, because in a few minutes he's going to be coming up in this mofo flipper. I would guess that's who the guest is. Okay. The Solution is here. Oh yeah, shouts out to Mr. Mike out there, man. Mike the Solution. The Solution Mike. You know what I'm saying? And big ups to Torque last night. You know, I hung up the goddamn 4 in the motherfucking morning messing with this dude. You know what I'm saying? How in the hell do you stay up that late and you up now? Jesus, people, get some rest. Man. no homo. Y'all be killing me with that one. No homo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we got a reggae artist coming through, you know what I'm saying, for Freak the Fuck Out in the International Feature Friday. You know what I'm saying? It's presenting Nando. So in between here, you know, I got to give you some real music like this here. y'all seeing this crazy ass motherfucker on that damn gold commercial talking something? I'm selling my gold hammer. fuck MC Hammer, man. We'll play that shit right here. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
Yeah, get that motherfucker out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck MC Hammer.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's Hammer. Hammer time. Oh, man. Matter of fact, where my little drop at for Mari? Mari Torres Inton. Oh, hold on. Let me see that, people. Let me see that. Do, 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 do. And shouts out to the Paranormal Network up in here.
This is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Fry, alongside my international co-host, I and I. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Torres and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on that My Word Radio reality show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. I know y'all like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Hammer was on top, but he went on top of his motherfucking finances. Somebody else was what? Giving it to him. Oh, man, that's too crazy. Shout out to MC Hammer, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hammer don't hurt him. Oh. I still got my MC Hammer pants. You know what I'm saying? In case the war pop off and I need to jump off a roof. MC Hammer pants inflate. Oh, man, my bad, people, my bad, you know. All right, this is International Friday. Wow, people, I don't know what the fuck is going on, what I've been drinking on. Probably some of this, you know.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Huh? That's what I'm talking about. That's that good shit there. Mari Torres is talking shit to me in the chat room, people. But all I hear is...
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, people, let's get into a little Grimesman. Shouts out to my homie Mike back there, you know what I'm saying? Punching the air right now because he ain't got a matchup, you know what I'm saying? Anybody interested in getting their lights knocked out, you know what I'm saying, live on the radio or off the radio, go to Marty Thordas' show and, you know what I'm saying, take it up with the solution, Mr. Mike over there, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Mike!
What's that?
What? Yeah. Oh, I guess that was a little overkill, wasn't it? All right, people, check this out. This is my homeboy, Mr. Grimesman. Shouts out to, Donnie Roots for calling me up because next Friday we're going to be doing the RIP dedication to long lost soldier Sugar Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Sugar Man. So if y'all know who that is, make sure y'all come through because I'm going to have a lot of international people up in here. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be giving their talk on it because I don't even know who the hell Sugar Man is until Vice Grip turned me on to him and then I checked out some YouTube videos. He has some very nice music, you know what I'm saying? So I was honored to be able to do that for him, you know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that next Friday. We're going to be doing the RIP dedication. So this is Grimes right here, and this is called It Be Stop. This is featuring the Empress Ayata. And everybody drop your links, man, and I'll give you some promo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Hola to Jamie Garcia. You know what I'm saying? And, that's what it do. That's what it do. Voila! Easy Rider, man. Be blessed going to the VA. Easy Rider got to head out to the VA hospital, people. But as y'all know, motherfucking VA been poisoning people and shit. You know what I'm saying? 1,800 vets done got poisoned and shit because these stupid motherfuckers ain't checking up on their damn doctors. And one of the doctors done got a pet peeve on their ass. So they decided to operate on vets' mouth with dirty dental equipment, therefore giving 1,800 vets hepatitis C and also the HIV virus. Read your headlines because it is there.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system. My Empress Ayata, you don't know. We don't like what's going on in another world, that's how you have to ask the people that sing. Sing the singer.
Tell me why do you seem dying? Why the mall is
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all this raping?
So me, I tell them it's a stop. The youth them where you're dead, they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, no stop. Let go that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that. Said Mary Jane for murder was a shock. Shanika, they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill her with sick man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister youth that. But they no done. Some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Done the day before them. Missing, let's see them life done. And Chaplin, you have chanted and lived and gone down.
Tell me why. Why do you some dying?
And sure,
why do all of them crying? Why do all this burning?
Doctor.
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You hear that?
Why give the youth up the future?
You him get shot. Just 3 months old, a heartless man do that. You 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Simmons and Trenchtown High School did that till lock. That's okay. My youth is a 10-year-old that. Them burn her to death and no man feel shot. He did God him get strangled. Them things that to stop. Was a promising you to our parents.
Why? Why do you seem dying?
Improvement.
Why do all of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the shooting?
Well, we're not killing the youth, fuck. The youth, them are the future. They grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter what life say, you want peace and rock. You take me gonna lick out man marrow. When you want to tell all the almighty say, me not care when you call him, which name out there. If you call him anything, you have to know the meaning. So a full time now, so we start to kill him.
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
Sure, man, I can't.
Why do all of them crying? Why do all of them burning?
Come together and know what we are doing this time.
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You know, you're Empress Archer.
Why killing the siblings? Why do all the
tripping?
Tell me why.
The youth and why you're dead in a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Live on that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that. Said Mary Jane for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister youth. But you know them. Some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaka and Shanika left Westmoreland. Dumb the day before them missing. Let's see them life done. And Chaplin, are you a tanted and lint and gone down?
Tell me why. Why do you seem dying?
Let go that, let go that.
Why do all of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all this shooting?
Why I ain't got no weed? Why? Oh, sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. Yeah, y'all already know it's International Feature Friday presents Nando. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big up in this mofo flipper. And, yeah, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody coming. Boo! You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? It's much love. And, you know, that's what we do here, people.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is a diverse show, too. You know, I do play everything. This is International Friday. But since I'm sitting here, man, you know what I'm saying, and ain't nobody around me wanting to puff pass with me, I got to go ahead and let y'all hear something. And I see a heavenly angel has just dropped into my lap. Oh, man. When I fuck alone, I prefer to fuck by myself.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, sorry. I missed up the words. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I did a.
Timmy!
I thought he was saying I'll fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? Ah, man, I hope y'all like that song, because fucking right, I did. Who's out there smoking alone right now?
Me, with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Sign, I ain't smoking. What you smoking, Sign? You ain't smoking yet? What the fuck?
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs, just to see what it's like.
You know? Catch up, brother. Catch up. And I don't mean Heinz 57. Yeah, I don't mean Heinz 57. You know what I'm saying? All right, welcome to the show, people. This is International Friday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see if we got an artist coming up in here, because communication was a little rough through the emails. And, yeah. And so I was like, fuck it. You know, I'll set it up. You know what I'm saying? But if he don't come through, then...
Where is she getting from?
Is originally from Jamaica, but is living in New York right now. Is in New York, and yeah, I got the information from Aerial Publicity. AerialPublicity.com is I don't know if you, well, all the show hosts out there know what I'm talking about, because they'll spam the hell out your goddamn email talking about we got pod safe music and clear music for your show. And they actually bring you artists, you know what I'm saying, that's already, you know, ASCAP, BMI'd, and all that kind of shit. You know, so I actually went on the site, and it's a couple of artists, you know what I'm saying, some chicks, that is, that I'd like to bring on. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bring on
so,
a butt.
Oh, well, you know, hey, you know, it's all professional here, you know what I'm saying, until after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, they got
another
dude.
How much show we were doing here today.
Well, yeah, you know, we were supposed to be bucking naked yesterday, so since we missed it, you know what I'm saying?
Cleaning up the act today, huh?
Let everybody get a chance, you know, let everybody get a chance.
You were supposed to be naked. Why, weren't you?
Oh, well, you know, me and Heavenly Angel was naked. I don't know what y'all was doing, you know what I'm saying? You know, we was in the buff.
All right, let me.
What the hell is this? Peter Doran. You ever heard of Peter Doran?
Yeah.
You have?
Are you talking about Dorian or Duran?
Duran. He's a indie folk singer and songwriter based in Dublin, Ireland.
No, I haven't heard of him then, no.
Wow, that'll be interesting to bring them on the show. All right. We're going Irish, people. drinking right. Just don't challenge him to drinking and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do that. Shit. Challenge him to smoking. I challenge you to smoke. What's Irish? Wait a minute. What's the Irish accent? What's the Irish spring commercial? No, that's that's Old Spice.
I know what you're talking about. But...
Damn it, I got to pull up a goddamn Irish Spring commercial, you know what I'm saying? So when he come on, I can play that for him. Make him feel right at home, you know what I'm saying?
I have a wee bit of Irish in me.
A wee bit of Irish?
A wee bit. A wee bit?
A wee bit of Irish. I'll buy that for $1. Right.
You were talking about interracial relationships yesterday. Well, I have over 13 nationalities. So, wow. How do you do that?
I don't know. I want to keep your legs closed. Oh! Didn't mean to say that. Didn't mean to go down on you.
I said, I got you. I didn't say I had.
Oh, sure.
You're pretty good. Not.
Right. Hey, people, just to let y'all know, I know y'all be like, where the fuck am I at? You know what I'm saying?
Kunta Kinte.
Oh, no, that's your African name. Musta give you a new name. Musta say, you name, Tobe.
It's my name, Cecil. No, actually, we're...
Now, you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
America.
That's where we is.
Oh, hell no. Boy, I mean, God damn. And look how far we've come. I still sound like that motherfucker. We're America now. America. Oh, man.
Free, baby. Land of the free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, free lucky
what?
Charms is Irish. Blue diamonds. Green horseshoes. Some shit like that. Hell, I don't motherfucking know them colors. Hell, I eat Cheerios, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And Chex Mix. You got to be careful what you eat. You know what I'm saying? Especially in cereals. Yeah, something can be unhealthy for you. So, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot we got Marty Torres on here. Hold on, people. I got to. Got to cue up some of her native music. You know, I try to make everybody feel at home and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Translate, please. Everybody. Hey. Oh. Well, fuck it. Y'all don't want to get in the circle, goddammit. The hell up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm trying to goddamn get my mariachi on.
Shit, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Do Spanish people eat mashed potatoes? Oh. What do they call them? La pototas. Potatas. Something, el potatoes. Potatoes. Well, fuck it, I'll translate it in a minute. I'll let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Give me just a second. All right, back to the music. There we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't made any calls lately.
Well, nah. Oh, you mean to a real dog or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking real dog has been wagging off, man. They keep dodging us, man. Well, I'm finna call my damn house representative and cuss his ass out. Hey, what the fuck are you doing about the oil spill, man?
If you knew his name.
Who? Me?
Your representative?
Hell yeah. I know my whole damn chain of command. Check this out, people. What we finna do, we finna call my representative. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. That has been a big, man, what the? God damn. Yeah, yeah, there you go. I love the mariachi and everything, but what they saying, I don't know.
Trying to get some, you know, serenade.
Right. Papas Mahadas. What is Papas Mahadas?
Mashed potatoes, I guess.
Oh, okay, there we go. Papas Mahadas. Plasti Papas Mahadas. I'll be spitting over everybody at the dinner table and shit. Hey, man, stop. Here, we passed now. All right, what happened to my house of reps? So, rep.
Yeah, make sure you got that porn music going.
Oh, yeah. Got to have that, baby. Got to have that. Good old house of porn.
On the representative.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mr. Torque, see, I set him on fire yesterday because he went down to every show asking, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers, who's your House of Representative, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, he did his own show about it. Early morning.
It was pretty interesting, people. How many people knew and, you know what I'm saying, don't know who your House of Representative. And it ain't even about knowing. It's about knowing how to find out who the fuck your damn representative is. And then, you know what I'm saying, from there, you know. Well, let me see here. We have over 25 representatives. And these make up what I keep saying, districts. You know what I'm saying? Kathy Castor, she's the motherfucker that actually runs our district. Okay, so she's the U.S. representative for our district. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the head honcho now. But she would be the one that you would call first before you actually called your actual House of Representatives. You know what I'm saying? It's all about chain of command, people. You got to know the chain of command. And, yeah, let's call her up, see what she doing on the damn. Hey, groovy chick, what are you doing about the oil spill? Hold on, where's her number at? Yeah, because she got the big-ass picture of the oil spill like she out there with her goddamn oil boots on, getting her hands dirty and shit. Yeah, imagine that. I'll buy that for no dollars. What the hell did I pull up yesterday that I looked at that? Let's see, Washington. Where's Washington at? Do. Washington. What district you live in there, Heavenly Angel?
What district? I don't even know.
What the? Oh, shit. God damn it, you got 9 districts, woman. Which one you in?
I'm in Seattle. I don't know.
What the hell that is? All right. Well, you got nine representatives that make up your district. Okay, let me get your House of Reps. I don't want the members. House of Rep. Scooby Dooby Doo, where the fuck are you? Alright. Yes, people, I do, Koliami. What the hell kind of name is that? Koliami, that sounds like sounds like an operation. Yeah, I'm going in to have a Koliami. No.
I have no idea, but welcome to the show, Koliami.
Yeah. Koliami. I mean, wouldn't want to have my name anything close to the colon, though, you know what I'm saying? But all righty then, yeah, I'll buy that for $1. Speaker Larry Crudel, who the hell cares about that? Find your representative. All right, check this out. Well, no, because this only works for Florida, so never mind you guys. Yeah, I'll buy that for $1. Let's see, my chain of command is Florida. I broke this down yesterday. But, and I only say this, people, because everybody keep blaming Obama. And that's why I was tripping so much over, you know what I'm saying, understanding who the fuck your representatives are. You know what I'm saying? Stop talking about some goddamn Obama this, Obama that. And some of bitches just there for photo ops. You know what I'm saying? Shit. The real people that's got their foot in your ass is your House of Representatives people. It's your senators, your congressmen, your districts, your city councilmen. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. Here we go. All right. For Florida, in my district is District 57. My representative is Faye B. Culp. And, yeah, she looks like she's got a little rat face on her, but okay. And then you have your state senator for District 16 is Charlie Justice. And my congressional representative is Kathy Castor. And my senator is Senator, Senior Senator Bill Nelson. But most people didn't know that there's two different positions to the Senate. You have your state senator, and then you have a junior state senator. My junior senator is George S. Lemieux. Okay? This is in case this old fart Bill Nelson dies. His seat will go to the junior senator. See, a lot of people didn't even know that. They thought when motherfucker died, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be open seat. Hell to the no. They already have, you know what I'm saying, shit set in place. All right, so if we follow the chain of command, the first person we would talk to is Representative Faye B. Culp. And they ain't going to talk to me. Yeah, they won't talk to me if I peace in the Middle East. The hell kind of statement is that? All right, well, peace to Iraq, too, goddamn. Hell, that's it. Yeah, let's give her a call. I don't even know what the hell to ask her. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck am I going to ask? What should I ask? What's a good question to ask your House of Representatives?
Well, what's going on with the oil
spill? She don't know.
Well, all right, well, that's also taken in Florida. The oil is coming to the beaches there, so
yeah.
Know something about that.
Well, let's find out, people. Here we go. We're going in. We're going in.
What kind of laws do they have set up for oil spills?
Of State Representative Faye Culp, District 57. After the tone, please
What's
leave a
up?
Phone oh, number naturally. And a brief message, and your call will be returned. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Hello, Representative Faye B. Culp. This is Concerned Citizen. And if you would call me back between the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at error code 347-237-5125, it'll be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Gotta be professional, people.
To review or re-record your message, press 1. To mark your message urgent,
God damn,
press 2.
Man, just
to mark your message
shit.
Private, press 3. To send your message as is, press pound.
Damn, I should have said that the first
your
time.
Has
shit.
Been sent. Thank you. You.
Damn. All right, we follow our chain of command, people. All right, now we've got to call Charlie Justice. See if he fucking answers the phone. Somebody going to answer the goddamn phone. All right, hold on. I'm going to leave a fucking answer for everybody. Shit.
They don't even answer.
Dish people.
Hi, you've reached the Capitol Office of Senator Charlie Justice.
I bet you
we're
I can have.
Right now, so please leave your name, number, and brief message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you for calling, and have a great day.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or hold for more options.
Yeah, this is Bill. Can you guys call me back? I'm a concerned citizen, and yeah, I need some questions answered. But I can only be reached from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My number is 347-237-5125. Concerned Citizen, Bill.
To
To send this message, press 1. To play your
damn
3. Your message has been sent.
Okay,
if
just
you would like to try,
look, it's pound people. Shit. All right, we're going
just
down
have
the
a
line.
Nice day.
Ah, fuck all that. All right, now I got to call Kathy Castor. I got to talk in a woman's voice. Hello. Hello. It's too much weed smoking people. That's what that comes from. You know what I'm saying? That's where that comes from. All right. Man, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because when I did this the first time, and I call all these same numbers, people, I've done this before, believe you me. And most everybody on this show can be attest to that. I've called, you know what I'm saying, our upper echelon in government. And I also called a lot of people in regards to the oil spill, the EPA, EPC, all these other goddamn places. We got one dude to talk to us, and I mean, and give us some real info. Everybody else, once we said, you know, I'm the media, or I'm calling from the media, oh, then it's the goddamn dog and pony show, you know what I'm saying? Or you know, let me transfer you. And it's the transfer to nowhere land and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's how our government is working, people. I mean, they say that they're concerned about your feelings, and you know what I'm saying, we want you to, you know what I'm saying, call us up and email us and tell us what's really going on. But then when they do, they put your shit in file 13. You know what that is? The goddamn trash. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the teacher always used to say in school. Yeah, well, you can take that and go put it in file 13. We're like, where is that at? Right there in the trash, because that's worthless. Like, damn. You're going to hit me.
They got two positions, all right. Bend over and leave a message after the beep.
Hey, you know, I'm telling you, people, I wouldn't
that's
be
their
surprised.
Position,
to,
all right.
I wouldn't be surprised to call the senator up and hear something very interesting on his answering machine. You know what I'm saying? Because you know they always try to seduce you before they bend you over. You know. Oh yeah. Take it. You're ready to take it. Take it, caller. Yeah. God, hell no. All right. Anyways. Enough of that shit.
Where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work.
Join Obama's army.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself,
like
you help
that.
Your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand.
Now, that's fine now, right
concepts
now.
And belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
That's what I'm saying. You go check out your mailbox. The mailman got something for you.
Mail, motherfucker!
Back to 2010's hottest jam of the year, people. Oh, sorry. God damn, MC Hammer. Shit out of here.
Hey, I got an idea.
Damn, Hammer. What's that?
You need to get a few more snippets of that music, and maybe they'll answer the phone then.
I need to do who?
Get a few more strippers with that music.
Hey, I ain't thinking about that.
And then maybe they'll answer the phone then.
Yeah, I do a live show for the, you know, I DJ at the strip clubs. So I need to just do a live show for the strip clubs.
You have that background music on when you're leaving a message.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Let them know about the party going on.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, Groovy Representative. This is Groovy Bob.
And call me back at the strip club.
Yeah, call me back at tops and tits and tops. Tits on tops. Call me back. We have a very pressing issue we'd like to discuss with you. Yeah, right. I'd like to see that call being returned. All right, man, let's see if old frog face Bill Nelson will answer the phone. How about that? Kathy Castro, she's, I guess she's definitely not. Let's talk to our senator, people. Yeah.
This is Freaky Friday.
It to be fine.
Bill Nelson's office, how may I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to reach Bill Nelson.
This is his office, but he's currently not in.
Okay. Does he take interviews from radio shows?
I could connect you with the press.
Okay, but that wouldn't be Bill Nelson himself.
Well, that's who you'd have to talk to. Getting him to do an interview would be through press.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, go on, shoot me off. What's your name, brother?
Anthony,
okay, that'll work. Yeah, go on, shoot me over to press. Let me all that press.
Actual live voice there for a minute.
Wow, I was surprised. You know what I'm saying? I almost hung up on him. I was like, whoa, somebody's live. Hang up. Oh, I like that music. Let me turn mine on.
Press office.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm chilling like a villain. Hey, check it out. Trying to see how I can get an interview with old Senator Bill Nelson.
Okay, who are you calling with?
Wrecking the Game Radio. I'm DJ Smell So Good.
Okay. And what specific issue would you like to speak with him about?
Really just trying to get a follow-up on the oil spill situation.
Okay.
I've been covering this since it started.
Okay.
And actually, you guys are the first live voice I've actually got. So, I mean, I've contacted Kathy Castor. Charlie Justice, Faye Culp, and yeah, I got the Dog and Pony Show at those guys, so I thought I'd give you guys a call, you know, I'm kind of jumping the chain of command, I know, but I did follow the steps.
Well, we certainly appreciate that.
Yeah.
What market are you in?
I'm an independent radio station. I'm not really in any kind of market.
All right, and where are you located?
Tampa, Florida.
Okay. And do you have a phone number and email
that
we can call you back?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to call me back, like, during my show, I can give you the specific time and everything. But if we need to set that up, I'll just give you my email.
Yeah, email would be perfect.
Okay. It's WDGE radio. That's W as in, all that military stuff. WDGE radio at gmail.com.
Okay, at gmail.com.
I mean, does he actually do interviews, though? I mean, he's not.
Oh, yes, definitely. He does. We're pretty quiet today, though, in the office. Yeah, the press office is pretty much, there's a lot of people not here. So definitely we'll try to get back to you at the beginning of next week, though.
Excellent.
So, but do you have a phone number, too, that we could reach you?
Yeah. You want the show number or personal? Which one?
The show would be fine.
Okay, it's area code 347
237.
5125.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and put this on the plate. And
this is not a prank call. I am a citizen of
Florida.
I absolutely
believe you.
All right. That'll work. But I am concerned. I want to, you know, talk to my upper echelon because I tried to call Obama, you know, and they sent me back down. So
I believe that.
I'm back down. You know what I'm saying? But that,
I absolutely believe that.
That'll work, man. Oh, so you've been trying to call Obama's office, too?
No, I haven't, but we certainly talk to a lot of people who do.
Okay. Well, that's what time it is. And let me ask you something.
Sure.
As far as, you know, your dealings with the oil spill and stuff, is the office really on top of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. Pretty much all we've been doing most of the summer.
Yeah, because you can't go to the beach. I mean, hell, what else are you going to do? You know?
Exactly, exactly. There's a variety of people that are affected by it. So.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well,
so
hey.
We'll do our best to get back with you.
And what's your name?
It's Kate.
Kate. Well,
yes.
Hey, thank you, Kate. You know what I'm saying? You've been an actual non-robot voice, and yeah.
That is always refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
But all right, well, we will definitely get back with you at the beginning of next week, then.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Wow. I give a fucking applause to Kate there, people. I got to give a fucking applause to Kate. To Kate, people! Okay, that's enough, goddammit. I don't know no motherfucking Kate shit. The hell going on? Oh,
I'm froggy. Told you that stripper music would work.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? She was finna take it all off right there live, people. Y'all heard it. You know? I was finna hit her with the old,
Do
you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
But then I thought she might have got offended, you know what I'm saying, by calling her a young man and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I had to curb that a little bit, you know? But when we call back, we will ask her.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Oh, yeah. All right, check this out, man. I got something for all my ladies, you know what I'm saying? Since we didn't get our international guest, and I will be calling back Matt at Aerial Publicity and giving him a good cursing out, because I don't play that type of shit, you know what I'm saying, when my time is valuable. And if I set it aside, goddammit, you need to bring your ass on and get this interview out of the way. But, hey, I'm not a hater, so I still play the goddamn songs, but I'm not going to give out his Facebook and all that type shit, Twitter and all that, because that is privileged information that should only be shared on the confines of this show. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you did it to yourself, brother. And but, hey, I will play his music. So for International Feature Friday presents Nando, I'm going to go ahead and get into a Nando track. For all my ladies out there, this is he's from Jamaica now. He stays in New York. He's trying to cross over into the pop type genre, and so this is one of the songs off his up and coming album. I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's up and coming. So if it would have came on the show, damn it, y'all would have motherfucking heard it live from him, but he didn't. So where are you going to hear it?
Nowhere.
So many girls.
This is, look at all these girls, man. This is not cool.
She's on to me, saying she really wants to get to me, but I've got to tell her no, so she won't let go. I've got Sherry, David and Nick, saying that she wants the best of me. I can't let them know that they're driving me wild, no. It's funny how they all play these games, saying that they want to be with me. They're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose. Me. It's like she is too good for me, but let's keep this on the low, that after I had let her go, I've got Wanda showering me with riches that she got from her baby, I can let them know that they're driving me wild, no, it's funny how they all play these games, think that they want to be with me, they're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose, and I want to play by the rules and
Anybody got $1 million right now? If that song right there played in the UK, that son of a bitch would be a goddamn hit. I mean, a goddamn hit. Wow, that's a good fucking jam there. I listened to that on his website, and it you know what I'm saying? It sounded all right, but it sounded better listening to it, you know, loud and actually live. So, being that, y'all hold on a second. I'm going to give you guys some information to contact this dude, man. You know, I'm not a hater, people. I'm not a fucking hater, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And let's go down here. And where is he at? Nandu. Where you at, Nandu? Got a few artists on here. That's Melina Gurgis. I'll be getting her on here soon. She's all adult contemporary pop and world music. That's what I'm talking about. Jensen Keats. Shelly. What the fuck is Nando at? There we go. Alright. Alright, people. Y'all click on this. Click this link. This is aerialpublicity.net. /clients/2750, as if you motherfuckers can remember that shit. But yeah, inspires me to talk about the minds of men, huh? You got a coochie and you're cute. It's gonna be hard for some men. What is funny is that half of them don't have a chance with the girls they want anyway, huh? Well, unlike me, I'm not I'm a lover of the punani, but not a avid follower. I'm not one of the dogs walking around with his nose in the air trying to sniff every cooter that's walking around the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? pretty much, yeah, ran through that when I was in my 20s. And I don't know, man, when I turned that dirty 30 number, you know what I'm saying, all that shit kind of went out the door. All the fucking miscellaneous sex with miscellaneous partners and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of just went right out the fucking door. And it's just not appealing.
For you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I work at a strip club, and that's not even a turn on, seeing goddamn fucking 300-pound motherfucking stripper with scars and bullet holes in her ass and shit. That's not sexy. Yeah, motherfucker got scar wounds, like she done been hit by 4 cars and shit, and just came straight to the strip club and shit. Like, goddamn, bitch, you gonna go to the hospital first? Like, damn, at least patch the wounds up. Jeez, the hell is going on? I mean, at least those are the strip clubs I work at. Shit, you can issue the gun coming in the door and shit, and that ain't for the patrons. Shit, goddamn strippers putting a goddamn stiletto up your ass if you don't give a dollar tip, so you know. I throw the old dollar up there, and you know what I'm saying, when she turned her back, you know, I pull on the string and get my dollar back.
do you need to tip? You work there?
Thank you, Al Bundy. I don't know, man. You know? And I just try to make them feel good, you know what I'm saying? So I throw the dollar from the DJ booth, you know what I'm saying? So they get them twerking, you know what I'm saying? They pop, 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 pop. You start hearing the ass clapping, you know what I'm saying? Then you pull your dollar back when they turn around. Oh, man, we're going to have a show on ex-strippers and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what do you do after stripper life? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is there life after stripping?
Prostitution?
yeah, I guess that
did
is the graduate.
Did I say that out loud?
No. Oh, I don't think so.
Keep lying, no!
I ain't going to do it to you.
Back
oh, man. All right, people, since we couldn't get international, goddammit, with the guest, we're going to have to get international with the motherfucking news. And I mean the news. Time for the Nutty News, people. Goddamn right. I know what time it is. Nutty News is up in this mofo.
Favorite time.
Oh.
You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on.
It's all on.
You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
All right, check this out, people. Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, crazy news. Isn't this that? Oh! All righty, that's what I'm talking about. Let me roll up something here and not talking about rolling papers, people. Oh, yeah. Nutty News is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news that, you will hear from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, groovy people, let's get on into this, man. Anybody stay next to Boston? Shouts out to Red Shades and, what is it? And Juton. Yeah, Juton's from Cambridge. And no, that's New Jersey, my bad. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to call you Puerto Ricans or Mexican just then. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh. And, that's how it goes, man. It's like calling me a brown person. Hey, I'm not brown. Well, actually, I am. So, oops. Bombed on that one. All right, anyways, people. Police launch ice cream truck initiative. That's what I'm talking about. I'm moving to Boston just for one day to get me some free ice cream, I guess. The Boston Police Department.
How far is Boston?
That's, I might as well go to the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty. So you're going to travel all that way for some free ice cream?
Hey, free is for me, goddammit. Shit. Offer some free weed, man. I'm on the next flight to Netherlands, goddammit.
I'll give you some free weed. Oh. I'll give you more free weed than you would get in value for ice cream. And when you go to Boston, that's for sure. They won't give you $10 worth of ice cream.
You notice they'll give you ice cream, but they damn sure won't give you donuts. Oh, my bad. You never hear a cop doing a donut initiative. Yeah. The Boston Police Department today launched a new initiative to quell youth violence in the city. Yeah, build trust among Boston's youth. So the police initiative involves an ice cream truck that is also a police cruiser. Yeah, Hood donated thousands of Hoodsies. The truck will drive around Boston neighborhoods giving out ice cream. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. That is called illegally spying on somebody using a goddamn ice cream truck.
That's it. Camera on top.
You know what I'm saying? You got a big ass camera with the cone got a big hole in it and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's where the camera at. And wondering why the ice cream cone keep going round and round and shit. Oh, yeah.
hook
their surveillance
to facial recognition software, and if you owe the state some money for to fine you didn't pay or something like that, they bust your ass.
They do that in down here in Tampa, in Ybor City. Ybor City is like a, you know, like a Las Vegas strip, you know what I'm saying? It's just a whole bunch of clubs. The only strange thing about it is when you walk down and you start looking up, on every motherfucking pole, there is a camera. And, yeah, that's what they do. So what they do is when you go, you know what I'm saying, people who got warrants and stuff like that, oh, they'll let you go to the club. They'll let you go and spend your money and get your party on. As soon as you come out, yeah, you got a police cruiser sitting right in front of the motherfucking club. And, bam, I've seen it. I've been there, done that. And, yeah, and that is definitely true, people. Yeah, it's Catch-22 or the setup, whatever you want to call it. But it's going on, you know what I'm saying, every day down here. So, yeah, just beware. That's why they say you come on vacation and leave on probation. Yeah. Just because of that. Yeah. So bringing it.
It's even worse that they send you a letter sometimes. Hey, you want a prize. You can come there and there to collect it.
Well, no, that's what cops do. You know what I'm saying? Cops do that shit so they can embarrass the criminal and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you come in, you got the balloons falling down on you. Yeah, you're a winner. You're a winner.
You owe us $500.
You're a winner. You know what I'm saying? Child support. Oh, they be getting the child support motherfuckers with that shit, boy. They really. And when you really hear about schemes like that, it's really, you know, not for violent criminals and stuff like that. You ain't see no murderers and all that come up in there.
No.
But you'll see, you know, child support, you know, somebody owe back taxes or some dumb shit. I mean, some real dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? That's who they pull that on. Just make a real mockery out of. Sad. I don't know how you do this, but, we're in China, people, where a giant panda is accidentally gassed to death.
Uh-oh.
Damn. That's fucked up. A giant panda living in China's Jinan Zoo, he died after accidentally being gassed with carbon monoxide and chlorine. An autopsy released. Y'all did an autopsy on a goddamn panda. Wow. They have money to do that. American money. Oh. An autopsy release revealed that the 21-year-old panda Quan Quan. Yeah, say that three times in a row.
Quan Quan. Quan Quan. Quan Quan.
And now it just sounds like. Yeah. Quan Quan. Yeah. All right. People. Sorry, because he just interrupted me, so I have to hit him with the peanuts. Oh man, people, what are you guys smoking on this show? I don't know. But anyways, Quan Quan inhaled the gases that were being used to disinfect a nearby former air raid shelter. What the hell is that? The toxic gases caused her lungs to collapse, and despite attempts to save her, Quan Quan died in the hospital. Right. I wonder who tried to do mouth-to-mouth on a giant panda. Yummy.
We have a moment of silence, please.
Oh, yeah, for the giant panda. My bad. Here you go, people. My bad. Where's my respect? Where's my respect? Moment of silence. Did you know panda meat is good eating?
But how far away from the zoo is the
Hey, yo, I'm saying the damn air raid shelter. What kind of shit is that?
And do people live in that neighborhood? And how about all the other animals? Why aren't they affected?
But how did that just, you know what I'm saying? How did that, you know, because I'm pretty sure they done used that shelter before. So how did, you know what I'm saying, it just so happened now and shit?
Yeah, I think it's weird. Really weird.
It's controversy in Chinatown. On the next, well, I don't know what the hell his name.
Was it a murder?
You know, man, somebody has murdered Quan Quan. On news at 8.
Something smells fishy here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What's up?
Oh, no, I had to file my good nothings real quick. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, people. Time for smoke break. This is another silence break for the panda. Right. Okay. Charlottesville, Virginia. And I'm tired of reading about this place, but all right. Woman convicted of drug fraud joins Obama. Okay. Charlottesville resident Leslie Mackel was once employed at ACAC, whatever the hell that is, in the Albemarle Square Shopping Center. In April 2009, she lost her job as an anesthetician in the spa at ACAC. President Barack Obama called in on Congress last week to extend unemployment insurance. Mackel stood next to the President of the United States as his example of the need to extend jobless benefits. Okay. She's a good example. CBS's 19's Jessica, who the hell ever cares, has learned that Mackel was found guilty of prescription drug fraud in March 2009, 1 month before Mackel lost her job at ACAC. So, people, this is what your taxpayers' money is extending for. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers who are getting convicted of drug fraud. And fraud and more fraud and more other fraud. But because they don't have any employment, they fall under the same ranks as you do. You know what I'm saying? Even though you honestly just lost your job. I have to ask old Senator Bill on Monday about that one, too. Yeah.
Are you gonna make a list of questions, or are you gonna wing it?
You know me, brother.
You're gonna wing
off,
it.
I fly all through this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I have to cut down the motherfuckers, though. You hear a lot more Muda Maker on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's Muda Maker Bill Nelson.
Who?
Hopefully he don't speak Dutch. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be all right.
That doesn't matter if you say it like that and he speaks Dutch, he wouldn't understand it anyway.
Hey, brother, I'm saying it almost correctly.
Almost.
It sounds like nigga to me. That's why I moo the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like moo a nigga. Like, I don't know. Moon the nigga, you know? Moon the nigga.
Moo the nigga.
Moon the nigga. See that? Moon the nigga. Like, moon the nigga. Why am I moon the nigga for? You know, I can't say that in the hood. Moon the nigga. Why you want me moon the nigga, dog? I'm just saying. Moon the nigga.
Pull your pants down.
Moon the nigga. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyways, I'd like to just thank a couple of people for hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Coley Ami, from wherever you are from. And Mari Torres of the Mari Torres VRM. What is that? Virtual radio. No. Virtual reality. God damn it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. She live on the radio. Shit. As Marty Torres and Mr. Mike the Solution. Mm-hmm. Alright, and definitely Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? Hanging out on the phone. Mr. Sayanai from the Netherlands. We're right next door. Well, I hate to say that. We're down the street from Washington. Yeah. Because we're in Washington. Dicks on Chicks. Yeah, it's Washington, D.C., people. Where Michelle's birthday wishes for Obama. Links to donation page. As if he needs it. Y'all are some smooth motherfuckers, boy. I got to give it to this family now because they've been motherfucking getting some money off of the books through these goddamn online donations. And people still be motherfucking trying to you know, get his ass in there. He's already in there, people. Stop sending your fucking money, all right? But anyways, it seems like a nice gesture. An email message from a loving wife urging thousands of people to join her and wishing her husband a happy 49th birthday by signing an electronic birthday card. But in Washington Dicks on Chicks, nothing is that simple. Right. Clicking on the link, "Will you wish Barack a happy birthday with me?" sends you to mybarackobama.com, the Organizing for America website, which describes itself as a project of the Democratic National Committee. But typing in your name, address, and email and hitting sign the card takes you directly to another page, a donation page. Yeah, people. Oh, I'm going to send him a letter, all right. I'll send you a letter of happy birthday. Get off your ass. Government needs you. You know what I'm saying? Jeez, people. Anyways. This is where I'll be moving to next year in 3009. Yeah. White, Georgia. Okay, that fell on deaf ears just then. Okay. Man wants to donate heart and liver before he dies. Yeah. We're in White, Georgia. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the black population is high there. Right.
High
hey,
there.
Yeah, high there. You know what I'm saying? If you know
high,
what I mean, people.
High everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Cherokee County, man. Suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. Who the fuck is Lou Gehrig? I've heard of that name. Lou Gehrig's disease is leading a push to let people donate vital organs before they die. Gary Phoebus of White was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, in 2008. Phoebus says once he realized he was going downhill, he researched organ donations and learned people often facing long waits. He says he wants to give up his organs, his heart, lungs, and liver now before they deteriorate. You know what that sounds like to me? Seven pounds. Fucking Will Smith already did that, brother. You're a little late. All right? Stop trying to bite off the goddamn movie, man. Whatever. Whatever. Oh, I'm sorry, people. That is a noble gesture.
That is some nasty disease, by the way.
There you go. Visions and motions. Goddamn it. Woman, you know what the hell I was talking about. Shit. VIM, VTM. One of them VMs, you know, shit. VIM radio. Hey, yeah, there you go. Visions in motion. Yeah. Mrs. Infinionaire, Mari Torres. Join her. Yeah. All right. Shit. God damn it, chewing me out. What kind of shit is that? Does anybody care about Lindsay Lohan? Is she in jail now? So who the fuck gives a fuck? I guess somebody does because they put it in the Nutty News.
Paparazzi and newspapers. Nutty News.
Yeah.
They care.
Yeah. And, California.
I care about her, but I don't care to hear about her.
Yeah. For real. But anyways, was Lindsay Lohan... We have to discuss it, people. Strip searched in the parking lot. Well, I mean, hell, she strip searches herself at multiple parties, so what is the difference? Yeah. A lawyer in a lawsuit over strip searches at the Women's County Jail facility has filed a motion to determine if Lindsay Lohan received special treatment in the form of being able to skip the invasive search that all female inmates must endure. Yeah, attorney Colleen Flynn wants to know if the 24-year-old star was subject to a full nude search, including a possible visual body cavity probe. in the parking lot outside the jail. What?
That's crazy.
See,
though,
this is just people trying to motherfucking get their names in the headlines. Because that makes absolutely no fucking sense at all.
None at all.
But she going to go file a goddamn motion. Let's please get your ass out of here. Fucking tit rider. I was going to say dick rider, but it's Lindsay Lohan. So you tit rider. Get off her tits. Yeah, there you go.
Smelly, talking about get your ass out of here. That's what I'm going to do right now. I have some stuff to do, so I can't stay for the full 2 hours.
Uh-oh, people. You know what I smell?
An award.
Oh, yeah. He gets an
That's
award.
Heaven. That's heaven.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And man, minus the fat ass, though, you know.
Can you dig it?
No.
Can
no fat ass.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
But remember, it's Friday.
Yeah, got to spend time with the parents, you know what I'm saying? Much love to the Cyanides. No, that ain't their real name, goddammit. I know y'all like, damn, that's his parents' name.
Well, their real name is harder to pronounce, especially for you.
Go ahead, man, run it. You know I can. You know I'm a master of all languages.
No. I'm not going to mention my last name on air if you want me to.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We are on the radio, aren't we?
So, have a great day, Smelly. Have a great day, Heavenly Angel. And
you too, Sonny.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you. He's an asshole.
I said hi.
Thank you.
Oh, that's my core. That's my co-host, though. You know what I'm saying? Gotta love him, man.
International.
All right, bro.
See you guys.
International. Yeah, that's why you heels here today. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really lie. I did say International Feature Friday. So present Cyanide. Yeah, right.
Beat me out.
That ain't going to work. All right, people. We got to beam him out real quick.
Even the party.
1 second. What you want, the hard beam or soft beam, brother?
The hard beam.
Hard beam him. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Got to get him on call.
Freaky Friday, man. We need our strippers back.
Oh, snap. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's earn some stripper music for you then. Who is hitting me up on the bat line? I don't know. Anyways. Anybody ever called and asked you some crazy shit like,
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggin-Kiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin-Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You know, SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Everybody wanna sing that shit. You know, when that shit comes on, ain't that fucked up? You know what I'm saying?
Clap.
Welcome back.
All right, welcome back to the Nutty News, people. And we're getting back into it. Let's get some African music off in the background. How about that? God damn it. This shit's gonna piss me off if I don't answer the phone because it's gonna keep fucking beeping and beeping. Hate that goddamn Boost Mobile shit. Alright. Numbers out and shit. They gonna text message me your goddamn new number and shit. You know what I'm saying? When you call me, I have your new number. God damn it. Jesus, people. You know I hate when people send out a text message, a motherfucker sending your shit back, Thomas, or who it is. Like, what the fuck my number in your phone for? And it's even worse because at the bottom of my text messages, it say DJ smells so good, Tampa Bay's most unbiased DJ. So why the hell you gonna sit up here and call and send me a text? Who there? And I mean, family done did it to me, so that tells you the range of that shit. Man. All right. Anyway, peace out of his side now, thank you. All right, Melbourne, Florida. This is right here down the street from me, and a little ways down from me. Woman danced on tracks before a train severed her arm. Man, no, you finna get an award. A 27-year-old woman who witnesses said appeared to be dancing on the railroad tracks is recovering today after having her arm severed by an oncoming train. An unidentified Melbourne police officer is credited with saving the woman's life by quickly tying a tourniquet above the shoulder where the arm was ripped away by the train. Oh, shit. Official said.
Drinking.
Man. The pedestrian was apparently dancing
literally
on the tracks.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, for you dancing on the tracks, you know.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. Oh, man. Must be the porn music. Must be the porn. Hell yeah. That shit, that crazy. You know how many people been dying from getting fucked up on the railroad track lately?
You know she was messed up. It tore up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, and it was, by herself. And if you got motherfucking witnesses, what the fuck was the witnesses doing? Nobody was like, hey, is the train coming? Hey, is the train coming?
It's probably on YouTube right now. That's what they were doing.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Woman arm ripped off. Somebody look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, look it up.
Woman arm ripped off by train and shit. But that shit probably come up with 1,000 goddamn videos. That's what's so sick about YouTube. You type in one damn thing and 1,000 fucking results come up with the same goddamn thing. Like, what the? Suicide. You know what I'm saying? Live suicide. Type that in.
Yeah,
see how many motherfuckers. Man, you see all kind of shit.
For watching that and not doing anything about it. Live.
Tell you people, the world is a nutty place. And that's why we have the news. On and off. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right. Back in Washington, dicks on chicks. Investigation. Hundreds of FBI agents cheated on a test. Okay. Feds, duh.
Wow.
It doesn't take intelligence to be a federal officer. Yeah. The Justice Department is investigating whether hundreds of FBI agents cheated on a test of new rules allowing the Bureau to conduct surveillance and open cases without evidence that a crime has been committed. That sounds like the FBI. In some instances, agents took the open book test together, violating rules that they took it alone. Others finished the lengthy exam unusually quickly, current and former officials said. Right. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? They ain't finna do nothing to the motherfuckers, man. Guaranteed,
man,
people. They ain't finna
They just deserve an award, that's all I know. I can't even say anything.
Man. Well, that is too fucking crazy. People, this is why we give out awards right here. You know what I'm saying? For shit like that. All right. Where's the award? Right, give me this award. Jeez.
Lying piece of sack of shit. Slut trash can. Scummiest dirtbag. Bitch.
Ooh. Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
And we're back. Let's go over here to Virginia, man. Shouts out to my little daughter over there. Taco! Yeah, she over there in the Army and shit. Which, I don't know what the fuck is going on with the military these days, man. Watch YouTube or Facebook. Yeah, you can learn all the the secrets about the goddamn military, because all the soldiers are goddamn using their cell phones to put it out there. Jesus, what the hell is this world coming to? There ain't no fucking military being all pink. But hey, be all you can be. Yeah, right. Sniper Malvo. Everybody remember that guy? The DC sniper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Confesses to Will Shatner. Right. Yeah. Everybody know who William Shatner is, right?
Yeah, he's on board here, isn't he?
Oh, I wanted to make sure, you know what I'm saying? God damn it.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
All right.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Okay, he's there, he's there. All right. Just wanted to make sure, people. Convicted DC sniper Lee Boyd Malvo. Something about that LBM, too. I got to figure that one out. That's something symbolic about that. On another show, tells actor William Shatner on a cable TV special that he and his partner tried to recruit fellow shooters for their 2002 spree and that his accomplice killed one man for backing out.
Damn.
In a telephone call from a Southwest Virginia prison, Malvo told Shatner two men planned to help with the killings but reneged. Malvo said John Allen Muhammad killed one of the men. Malvo did not identify them in an interview for a show on the cable channel A&E. So now you just snitching. Well, it don't even matter. Both of y'all bitches ain't never going to see the light of day any goddamn way. So, you don't know. Fuck them. There's some assholes. Oh, Jamie, say what's happening. Jamie Garcia. These takes on.
Hey, Jamie, miss you. Love you.
Mr. Real Estate Man of the Year. For selling no properties in a single year. Oh, not bad. Let's keep it moving. It's going over here to New York. And, yeah. President Obama calls African Americans a mongrel people. I'd be offended if I knew what a mongrel was.
I'm a mongrel.
Yeah, good old President Obama waded into the national race debate in an unlikely setting and with an unusual choice of words, telling daytime talk show hosts that African Americans are sort of a mongrel people. Yeah, the president appeared on ABC's morning talk show, The View, where he talked about the forced resignation of Agricultural Department official Shirley Sherrod, his experience with race, and his roots, which obviously he does not know where they are. But hey, here you go, President. You get your award. Oh, you didn't think I was going to give him an award. Oh, yeah, people.
Oh, yeah. Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, Jesus, people. What is going on? What is going on? Here I am trying to break down the goddamn race barrier, and here's the goddamn commander-in-chief saying some shit about his own race. What the f*** is that all about? But hey, I talk about everybody anyway, so motherfuck them, mongrels. Ya muda megas. Muda niggas. Oh, man. Who the hell cares, man? We're blue people. We're all fucking blue, right? That's why they say blue-blooded American. I'm a fucking blue-blooded American. Yeah. Just not as country as that. Yeah. Ellen did. Yeah, that was a little That was a little too titties and beerish there. That was a little too titties and beerish.
Titties and beer?
Yeah. Titties and beer. You know you want to hear that song. I hear it in your veins, woman. Oh, yeah. Ellen DeGeneres exits American Idol. It's not been fun. Yeah. Who's still watching that? You still watching that?
No.
No. All right. Well, some people are people. Not knocking any heads out there, but yeah. Right. Ellen DeGeneres wanted off the show 2 months ago. And she and her reps went in to see Fox Broadcasting's Peter Rice and Mike Darnell to ask if the execs would let her out of the year left on her contract. She's not comfortable. She's not happy. It's not been fun. She never seemed comfortable at the Idol judging table and was never quite accepted by the show's fans because of her lack of a music background. Yeah. Not because she's gay. That is cool. I probably would have held that against her. But hey, we are the world. We are the children. Sleep with whoever you want to sleep with. Just don't bring it my way. All right, anyway, Tokyo. Tokyo's his oldest man had been dead for 30 years. Okay. Alrighty then. Tokyo, I took your point on. Ciao, boy, toy. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. What is Tokyo? What is that? What language is that? Tokyoan?
Tokyo, Japan? Japanese?
Oh, okay, Japanese. So we got to learn Japanese.
Japanese?
Yeah, we got to learn some Japanese. Coming up, not next month, because next month we're going into, damn, what the hell language I say we're going into?
I forgot.
It wasn't Russian. It was something related.
Oh my gosh! Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Damn it! Damn.
I'm usually on top of it, but.
Yes, you are.
Whatever
oh.
you're.
Oh, sorry. People, we do not live
yeah.
together as much as it sounds that way. No, we. She's in Washington.
Just
I'm
partying up in here on the ship.
It's just a groovy rocking ship. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah. And let's keep it moving. Are you talking about gay people today on That's
My
World
Radio Show?
Yeah, rocking,
don't come a knocking.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. I'll be over there. See if Mother Nose shows up. Right.
Thanks for the interruption.
Mother knows we going in on faggots. You faggot motherfuckers out there. I'm like, damn, ain't the kettle calling the kettle black. Goddamn, whatever they call it. Tea calling some of that old saying. Shit.
That sounded about right.
Yeah, that shit. That shit was funny. One of the homeboys say, Brother Knows. You going on the Brother Knows show? Still a good host, though. Bet you that. I bet your Mother Knows got the most motherfucking host on this song, bitch. Bet you that. What the fuck he doing? But shit, he putting it in. He getting it in. And he got good interviews. So y'all check out the Mother Knows show, too.
Doing it.
Yeah. But, yeah, and That's My Word radio show. We'll be talking about gay people. And that's today at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Apply that to whatever the standard time you live on. Yeah. Anyways, he was thought to be the oldest man in Tokyo. But when officials went to congratulate Sogen Kato on his 111th birthday, they uncovered mummified skeletal remains lying in his bed.
Wow.
Damn. Mr. Kato may have been dead for 30 years, according to Japanese authorities. They grew suspicious when they went to honor Mr. Kato at his address in an Adachi Award. But his granddaughter told them he doesn't want to see anybody. What? Police are now investigating the family on possible fraud charges. Hell no. Nah. Y'all done kept this stinking ass corpse dead for 30 years. Oh, now y'all.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, man.
And that deserves 2 awards or more.
Yeah, I mean, it should be like 1,000 of them, and I ain't even got enough, you know what I'm saying?
30 years of awards there, you know?
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Ah, man, I mean...
That there ever was, that's for sure. 30 years, they pulled it off.
Damn. Oh, that's some crazy shit, that people. I don't even know what to say on that one, you know what I'm saying? That's just... Wow. I mean, I would say that was crazy because we, you know, I read the one about the old lady keeping her husband, you know what I'm saying, in the fucking house and bombed and shit for 10 years and her sister after she died for a couple of years too. And yeah, I had their bodies dug up and shit, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, she keeping the motherfucking bodies in the house. Yeah. That's the world which we leave people. Yeah, we.
Some people just let go.
Oh. Would people stop listening to the Starship Smelly Pie if they knew you were gay? I'm not saying that you're gay. I'm just asking. Probably not. I mean, they don't give a fuck. But no, I ain't. Hell no, I ain't gay. Shit. Ask Heavenly Angel if I'm gay. Oh!
No, you're not.
You wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, really, man, it's just about the content, about what you cover. You know what I'm saying? And about how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's why I go through the mother. I almost said brother nose. That's why I go to Mother Nose show though. You know what I'm saying? You know I ain't homophobic and shit. You know, he teach his own shit. I found myself in a few shows on Blog Talk Radio that yeah, we're talking about a few things that weren't comfortable to me, and so I just, you know what I'm saying, exit stage left. But then, in return, they come to my show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't kicked them off the motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't bring that shit up on my show, it's all good, all gravy. Teach us all. You know? But, yeah, I talk about gay motherfuckers all day. You know what I'm saying? Man, y'all got to look at damn Mother Nose's damn, what, MySpace profile or something. He in drag on that motherfucking shit. So, yeah. All right. RuPaul.
Oh, gravy.
Hey, each his own. I don't give a fuck, shit. Check this out. Man found sleeping in toilet. Yummy.
In the toilet? Or on
yeah.
the toilet?
In toilet. Yeah, Portsmouth. A wanted man found sleeping in a portable toilet. Probably in a porta potty and shit. No, nah. It's
snoring.
That's just that's nasty. It's scheduled to be arraigned on unrelated charges alleging disorderly conduct and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. The hell kind of shit you pulling? Prescription drugs. Jeez, how you unlawfully have some goddamn Tylenol on you and shit? What?
How are you going to fall asleep in a porta potty?
In
come
a
on.
Porta potty.
Smell alone. How are you going to. What?
Patrick Modern, 24, a Portsmouth native with no current address, is expected to be arraigned by video from the county jail on a felony alleging that possession of the muscle relaxant Haroprodol without a prescription while at the police station. Are y'all motherfucking serious?
So he's hiding in the porta potty, fell asleep, thinking nobody will find him. This is a good place. And they found him.
Yeah. It's a mild award, people, but yeah.
God damn. You got to to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
All right.
Giving out a lot of words today.
Yeah, I'm saying, people. Jesus, what is going on, man? Nah, I ain't worried about that. I mean, I'm DJed and will DJ at gay clubs. And this is getting back to what Mari Torres keeps throwing up in my chat room, people. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing homophobic about me. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's how you carry yourself, you know what I'm saying? Just like I told goddamn Easy Rider, you know what I'm saying? I'll walk up into a motherfucking biker joint, you know what I'm saying? Order me a motherfucking drink. If he serve it to me, I'm going to drink my shit. And if a motherfucker speak to him, I'm going to speak back. And if a motherfucker don't bother me, I ain't going to bother nobody else. I'm going to walk about that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? In Pennsylvania. That's how you carry yourself, you know? And shit. But yeah, I'm DJ'd in gay clubs. You know what I'm saying? I sell my weed lollipops in gay clubs. And do I give a fuck what they sucking on? As long as it's the marijuana lollipop, then you give me my motherfucking money and keep it moving. Goddamn right. But then you got other people out there, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, be all homophobic and shit. You know, those be the ones that are the undercover ones, you know what I'm saying? Leave people to their motherfucking selves. Let crackheads be crackheads and potheads be potheads, goddammit. Tell me what the fuck to do. All right, anybody know that in New York, Amy Fisher's porn movie deal?
No.
All right. The infamous Long Island Lolita linked a deal with Dream Zone Entertainment to star in 4 adult films before the end of 2011. Yeah, who wants a piece of her? Yeah. Fisher made a name for herself in 1992 when she had an affair with Joey Buttafuoco while she was underage and then shot his wife, Mary Jo. And this bitch is didn't get, like, no time. Boy, that's what your world is, man. Damn. Alright. Last one. Woodbury, Minnesota. Dachshund floors pedal and crashes car. Blaming on the dog. This is a real blaming on the dog, ate my homework type deal right here, people. Yeah. Right. Police in Minnesota said a car crashed into a liquor store. And it's always funny, they always crashing into liquor stores. Right. Liquor stores sit alone, people. Yeah, there a few of them at the Publix. But yeah, most of them sit alone. Yeah, when the 71-year-old motorist's dachshund puppy wedged itself between his feet and the gas pedal. Woodbury Police Sergeant Kurt Zachariah said Richard Corbear, 72, was pulling into a parking space at about noon, at Woodbury Liquors, and I'll say it again, Woodbury Liquors at 12 noon, when the small dog jumped on the accelerator. Okay, oldie, but goodie. You know you kill a goddamn voice, man. What the?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And for lying on a goddamn dog.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Jesus, what the hell is going on? All right. Hey, people. That'll do it for the show. I'd like to thank you guys for coming through and hanging out with International Friday. It was supposed to be featuring Nando, but I guess we'll have to run that one back. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good in the hood. And, yeah, man, shouts out to Torque, Mari Torres, and Corley Ami. First time, up on the show, man. Thank you for coming through, checking out the Captain Smell. So good. What the fuck I always do that for? I be making promos and shit. Don't even be using the goddamn shit. Just like the Mari Torres show.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up on one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host Saya Knight from the Netherlands. Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smeller Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Radio. And
good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of so good of the Starship Smeller Tribe alongside my international co-host, Saya Knight. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Martin Thornett and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Huh? Screw that one up. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, well, I'm playing this last song, Get Better, for all the peoples out there. And, yeah, Scandalous Be Out Saturdays is going down tomorrow. Y'all tune in. Peace.
You never ceases to amaze me, oh, how she struggles on the daily.
Much love to you, Heavenly Angel. And everybody out there.
She never labels a man for money, so the kids can be proud of mommy. She never throws out a fight to survive.
Get crushed by their love.